Hello and welcome to Hosts of Ascalon, a Guild Wars 2 podcast where two enthusiastic fangirls reconnect. I'm Hashtag and I'm joined by, checking my notes here, Alona.
Hello!
Hello! It's so lovely to hear your voice again.
Although we actually have played together more frequently than recently.
A couple times.
Which hasn't been a lot, but it's been a lot more than we've been able to in the last little while.
That's true. Before we get started, a reminder that you can get in touch with us with questions, comments, or just for funsies by emailing us at hostsofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hostsofascalon. And first up, we have our Chivos, where we go over what we've been up to in Guild Wars 2. Alona, would you like to start us off?
Well, I think this is going to sound familiar to you, but I've been working away at older Chivos, sometimes with friends, sometimes even with Hashtag. And we discovered that there's a bunch of Chivos that we both need from Heart of Thorns.
I feel like we had this conversation two years ago.
Probably. And actually, I made myself laugh because I wrote down, I have a calendar on my desk and I write down things I want to keep track of that I want to do. And I wrote down the achievement, you know, the type of achievements I want to keep track of. And this one, it just sounds like a strip club or something, like Hot Act 3 Chivos. Or something like it was like Hot Act 3. So, and we also lamented the fact that we are never going to get Deathless Escape or Flawless Escape.
In fact, we were talking about this a couple nights ago, and we were saying we really need to put out an all call, you know, to our listeners, to Twitter, and say, if you know any way
to get these two achievements,
for two hapless players who, you know, we're not bad at the game.
I've tried this fives of times and not been successful.
So Festy, this is the achievement where you are chased by Fowlin and have to not get any attacks or die or any of that kind of stuff. So
and Fowlin, after she changed.
Oh, that's important to note. Yes. And so the thing is, I don't do well with any time-based activities, achievements. They just stress me out. And what is frustrating for me is that in the newer content areas where there are time-based challenges, they aren't required. But in these achievements, you have to get all of them to get the meta. There goes my voice. Oh, gosh.
It's good. Yeah. And I need the reward. It's an accessory or trinket or something. It's the Jurai or something. It's an amulet, maybe even. And if you don't have that, you can't finish one of the order back pieces.
Lightbringers. I have been working on it for 3 years.
And that's the one thing I need to finish it. It's just that thing. I need to finish it. Oh, you got that too? How do you do it?
What did I do?
Not you, GP. They got those.
Oh. Festy. Saddest. Festy, are you really throwing Dolphy in my face?
since we all know who chased her off. It was Hashtag.
It was not me. It had nothing to do with it.
You were lamenting about how it's
so
terrible.
We have tried to do this since we tried to do it with Hunter. We tried to do it together, each other. Like, we've done this so many times and going back so far. And there were times where it felt just out of reach. Like, we're going to get it this time. And then no. And I think that's one of the few times that I've played with you where you've truly rage quit. Like, I'm done for tonight.
Well, stay with that thought, shall you?
All right.
So I was trying to figure out, so as a result of doing all these older Chivo huntings, we actually did find some that were pretty simple, actually. They were more just like, go here, collect that sort of things. And we got a few achievements done to get a meta done. Can't remember which one now. It was a couple weeks ago. But I got the next tier of my achievement chests, and I can't remember what is. The show notes say XX because I meant to check it before the show, and I forgot. Other than that, I've been doing SAB, mostly the dailies, and it made me rage quit one evening.
I have to note. I'm now reading Alona's show notes because I didn't look at them earlier. My favorite part is there's just in quotation marks, tell story.
I wasn't writing this out because I would just get mad again. So I had done two of the three dailies and the night before, and it was the next day, and it was on the weekend, and I was trying to get some stuff done, and I had an hour left before reset, and I only have one. I'll do the one daily. And it was one of the world twos, and I can't remember which zone it was actually, but it's the ones with the fish that jump around and the ninjas, whichever zone that is.
World one, the rapids. I mean, world no. two, zone one.
Yeah, there are no rapids though. It's the ninjas.
The fish jump. Oh, yeah, but there's ninjas in that first one.
Okay, well, there's no rapids. No,
there's assassins. You're right. You're right. Yes.
So you anyway.
Totally right.
I'm in
world
there.
World two.
And
zone two. I'm just going to keep interrupting you. Keep going.
Thank you. Please do. I am in there and I figure I can do this in an hour. There's three chests. I have taco. I can do this. And they recommend you could do this on infantile mode, but it recommends not doing it. So I'm in there and I am getting, by the time I was done this, I was down to four lives left.
Ugh.
I was at the very last chest, which is at this weird drop-off, and I couldn't figure out how to get to it, and there was a minute before reset.
Oh, no.
And I did not get it. It reset as I was flying past the chest for the fourth time.
Oh.
And my husband, and I'm like, I basically screamed. And my husband beside me playing a game, and he's looking over, and I basically just shut the hard shut off the computer and left the room. So mad. I was like,
Alona,
an hour.
The thing is, I don't mean to rub salt in the wound here, but it's two gold and you don't get achievements anymore.
No, this is for SAB ones because every fifth day you'll get a weapon chest.
That's right.
And so you're right, so it's not about the two gold, it was about getting, you know, that
progress towards your chest. Yeah.
So it was that. And also I had spent an hour doing this and I,
yeah.
And part of this is also, and this was a confession. Was it you or Zero? Gave it to, I feel it was you that, this year is the very first time I've ever gone into SAB by myself.
Yes. You were talking to me about this
and taco does not count but I've, only every other year that we've had, or any every other time that we've had SAB, I've always gone in with other people and played as a group. And so this year, it was the very first time. I don't know what I would have done without Taco, to be perfectly honest. I probably just went, well, I'm not doing this. but I was like, oh my God, I was so bad. And I still don't know how to get that chest. And I never will because I'm never doing that again.
Now I want to do it. Now I'm like, the competitive side of me is like, wait, where's that chest?
There's three in that zone. Uh-huh. And that was the other thing. I wasn't getting key drops. So then I'd then have to
buy your keys.
Well, I'd have to turn on the hidden room thing for Taco so I would know where to go and get the keys. And sometimes you'd go, and that was like, but seriously, four lives left by the end. So I was like, either I'm going to die entirely before this actually, before I can actually get that last chest, which will kick me out. Or there's, and I was like, and I thought I had more time. And so I asked my husband, I'm like, what time is it? And he goes like, oh, it's 7:56. I'm like, no. I was so mad.
I have really bad memories of doing that zone in tribulation mode. And like, that's the one with the little pagodas, right?
Yeah.
And oh man, I have trembles when I remember.
I don't think I've ever done any Zone 2 or World 2 Tribulation mode.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't finish it. Yeah.
So yeah, that was it. That's basically all I've done. I'm not mad anymore, but golly, I was at the time.
Yeah, you sound it. My goodness.
What about you, hashtag?
All right, well.
Do we have enough time to get through yours?
I don't know. I really have a lot here. So I'm going to go pretty speedy and we'll try to get through it. So guess what? I played some Adventure Box. Mm-hmm. The emphasis being on some, because more than once is a few, right? And more than twice is some. Is that right? So
three is usually a few.
No, two is a couple. Yeah. Three is few.
Yeah.
Four is some.
Yeah.
I think I'm some. Yes. So the first time I logged in after the patch, I went running in right before dailies were due and fell right off the clouds. And that was just like, and here we go. And then I got back in and I was like, all right, you know what? Forget the damn dailies. I'm just going to do the little adventure because I see that's started up. So I started doing that and collecting coins and I fell and ran out of time on that. So, yeah, that was my start to Adventure Box.
Adventure Zone is something else entirely.
Totally. to Sab. And then we logged on together and did some dailies, and that was good. So I think I'm in the same boat where I do better with friends. I have done it alone a couple times, but it's just so much better, particularly if I have to do World 1, Zone 3. And it's kind of funny because I don't mind World 2 as much as World 1, Zone 3. I hate that frog. I cannot, for the life of me, get the timing right. And I will inevitably end up losing multiple lives. It's just not good. I don't know how we did trib mode through that. I think I must have been like stuffed up in a corner somewhere while somebody finished the level, because obviously I was not contributing, because there is no way. Festy, you are lying when you tell me that you can teach me and it is easy, because I know it's easy. I know the mechanics, and yet my fingers do not do what my brain tells them to do.
So when I first got into the hub for Super Adventure Box, and the very first thing that happened was in map chat, someone said, you know, like, blank you, frog, or king toad. It was all caps, and it was the very first thing that showed. And I was like, yep. Sab's back.
That checks out. So, yes. So that's basically what I have done since the last time we were on air. I think I have played a couple other things, but that's the majority of what I've spent my time on.
Didn't we do we did some factions together after last show?
Oof.
Yes. That is the right reaction, because it was a while ago. And,
long time ago.
And we did Chivos together, and we got quite a bit done.
Oh, you're right. We did. We did spend some time in a couple, I don't want to say old zones, but zones that a certain someone should have finished.
They were the
certain
zone
something.
Done. Yeah. There was achievements that you were shocked I hadn't had done yet. But really, why would you be shocked
at
this?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, we did. So we did the, it wasn't the Sun Spear caches, was it?
Yeah.
It was something. Yeah. So we did that together. And that was fun because Alona didn't have that achievement done yet. So she needed to go and collect all of those. But it's not a one and done achievement. Like, you can do it multiple times just for the.
It's in Jahai.
Yeah. So you can open the boxes once a day or something and still get credit for or still get rewards. So
we should have a contest where we take all the zones, the new zones, and like of how many of these are, how many do you think Alona has not finished, and do a contest, a giveaway of some sort.
So it's like guess the jelly beans in the jar. It's like how many achievements for Domain of Istun has Alona finished? Do I have a two? Do I have
a... I don't even know if I have them all done or not.
You're getting close on some of those. I do know. So you're making your way, but slow and steady. So that's been it for... yeah, for Guild Wars. I have been mostly playing Animal Crossing because it's fun and stress relieving. And my work has taken a different, work stream. I've gone from normal work hours to nights and weekends, all the hours. For good reasons, I've gotten some really fun projects that I've been working on. But it means that I've been very tired and in my off hours. There's just something so relaxing about logging into Animal Crossing and fishing and catching bugs. And
what do you play that on?
Annoying villagers. A Switch.
So you don't have to go sit at a computer desk is where
no.
I was. Yeah.
No. And that's, you know what? That's a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So we have a Switch. Well, my son, this is a point of contention here. This is my son's Switch, which he bought with his own money.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So he earned this Switch working an entire summer for his grandparents, like hard labor. And when he bought it, I had no interest in it at that point because we had other consoles. It wasn't really my thing, whatever. But when I knew that Animal Crossing was coming out, he had kind of put it away. He was playing on his computer. He wasn't playing on the Switch very much. And I was like, okay, if I get this game, is it going to mess with your Switch time? Is it going to be a problem? Because I'm going to be on the Switch. And he was like, no, it's not going to be a problem at all because I'm not using the Switch now. The game that I'm interested in isn't coming out until June. It'll be fine. Uh-huh. So I get Animal Crossing. And then he wanted to play Animal Crossing. My daughter wanted to play Animal Crossing. My other son wanted to play Animal Crossing. So now all four of us are playing Animal Crossing on one Switch together, sharing time. However, I am the chief resident, which means I get to make the decisions about what's really happening on the island. And I get to pick the fruit first. So
confession, I have no idea what... Like, I know the name. I've never seen, and I've seen screenshots, but I have no idea what the deal is with Animal Crossing.
Now, see, I think that you would really like it, Alona, because essentially it's a dress-up game. Like, there's so much fun in the fashion of it, and it's basically world-creating. So once you get past the parts where you're, like, paying off your loan or whatever for your house, then it becomes a collection game.
So
it
that's in 3 years, hashtag.
It becomes a decorating game. It becomes a, like, look at how cute you look. I don't get involved in some of the politics of time travel and all that, where people are skipping ahead.
Game.
So because it operates on real time. So there are festivals that happen at different times of the year, and also there's a lot of time-gated materials. So there are people who will time travel using their Switch clock and move forward in order to skip ahead so they can, you know, do
Sounds
different
complicated.
Things. Yeah, well, it's not really that complicated, but it's not really... I'm not interested in speeding up my gameplay. I'm fine with other people doing it, but it's just not how I want to play. So I'm just kind of a slow and steady player. But today, for the first time, you may have seen this on Twitter.
I did.
I opened my... This sounds so dirty. I opened my gates and I let everyone come in to my island because my turnip prices were...
For some hot Act 3 Chivos?
Exactly. They're not fantastic prices, but they're okay. So I thought, all right, I'll just see what happens. I'm going to open my island up and see who shows up. And oh my gosh. So people showed up. And it was fun. And I thought there would be, you know, it would be weird, but it wasn't. They were really sweet and nice, and people left tips, and it was just cute. I mean, Alona, it's a cute game. It really is. And
can you play it on an iPad?
No.
Then I'm out.
Yeah. So you can, that's the problem, is you can only, there's a couple of things here. You can only play it on a Switch or a Switch Lite. And you can only play one island per device.
I don't even know what a Switch looks like.
It's like a handheld gaming console. Okay. What's cool about a Switch is, well, the actual Switch, not the Switch Lite, is you have these two controllers called Joy-Cons, and they actually slide out of the display, and you can click them into like a controller holder thing, and then you take the display and you drop it in a cartridge holder thing. I don't know how you do it. In a thing, and and that's hooked up to your TV, so you can display it on the TV, and you can instantly pick up the display, swap in your Joy-Cons, and you can play it on the go right away. So you can just go back and forth between your TV and playing it mobile very easily, which is really kind of fun. Yeah, so it's good. Festy, I'm really surprised that you haven't like a more intimate knowledge with Animal Crossing, because it just seems like you would know. It's super cute. It's so fun. So anyway, that's my plug. If you want to come hang out, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll share my dodo code.
What is this game?
Back to Guild Wars.
Do you want me
and
to
now
this?
It's time for Post of Ascalon, where we recap the news for Guild Wars 2. Alona, it's you.
It is me. So we're going to do some slightly altered release notes for April 14th. We know that there was a huge chunk of time since our last show, and that time has come and gone, and we're just going to mostly move ahead, forge ahead with the mostly current news. Right, hashtag? Are you coughing?
Well, that would have been a good excuse.
Did you spill all over yourself?
I ate a bite of a brownie.
Okay, that's fine. I was like, I'm being very entertaining, and she's being very
You are.
Quiet.
I'm sorry. I'm going to retroactively laugh, and you can edit this in.
No! All right, well, you sound insane. So, April 14th notes. Super Adventure Festival, Modo's world-renowned Super Adventure Box, is underway. Explore two worlds of excitement, peril, and educational entertainment to earn holographic weapons and a variety of loot. Travelers can visit the Adventure Box in Radasum. Temporary portals have been placed in each major city to facilitate easy travel to the scenic hub of Azurin culture. Festivities continue until May 12th at noon Pacific time. So we still got some time to rage quit. Complete the festival's meta achievements. There's the annual Super Adventure Box Nostalgia to earn the reality augmenting virtual box helmet. Last year's reward, the mini Super Adventure Gordon, is now available from the Super Adventure Box Trader. A new set of glitched adventure weapons has been added. Seek out strange glitches off the beaten path of each level to add a bonus chest to the level's rewards for a chance to claim these unusual weapons. Or buy them at a high price in bubbles from the Super Adventure Box Weaponsmith. They are crazy expensive.
How expensive are they? What's crazy
like
expensive?
I think it's over 250 bobbles. I think it's something like weird number, like 257 bobbles or something like that. And 10 gold, I think. So, but they're really cool looking. So tidy up the glitches in each level to earn new achievements and unlock the mini Super Choya Miner at the Super Adventure Box Trader. So I've done one of the glitches. I went into Sab, Zero was on, and he went in to help with one of the dailies that was a little trickier. I think it was actually the one you needed to complete the level with two people. Like you had to party up. So we did that, and he showed me how to do the one glitch in the area we were in. So I didn't get anything, but it gives you the option. And it's it's a nice little feature. I actually really like it. He has, I'm going to give kudos to Zero here. He has got all the glitched weapons already.
Of course.
And they are insanely expensive. So, but they're, the they're so good. I really, really, really like them, actually.
I guess I knew in the back of my mind that this had happened because I did read the patch notes when they came out, but I forgot about it. So, oof, I need to get back in and do the things.
Do all the things. Julie, all the things. Do the thing. An adventure course has been added to the race in the Super Adventure Box Hub. Collect all the coins and compete for the fastest time. I was doing that not realizing what I was doing, and I was just leisurely getting them.
I kind of wish it were like the coin fest in Crystal Oasis, where it's like
communal,
cooperative. Yes. I got one coin. I contributed.
I would like that too, but I could see how, when you think about the platformer and the early games that it Sab is kind of a riff on, there was very little cooperation in those games. So
that is true. That is true.
Excuse me. A new festival invitation, the invitation to the Super Adventure Festival, will be included in the festival announcement mail for easy travel directly to the Adventure Box. If you misplace your invitation, it can be repurchased from Saratok in Lion's Arch. And
I love this.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have all these. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Not exactly, but this, it's like the year-long achievement thing, like when they did the Brew of the Month Club.
Oh, the one, yeah, one, yep.
Which I loved. I would actually love to see stats on that one to see its completion rate and how many people. I thought it was great. I loved that.
I did,
so,
too.
This one's easier because you just have to open a mail. So
Well, I missed Winter's Day.
Well, I want to take that back, but you should have known better.
I know. Totally my fault. All right.
The Super Adventure Box Weekly Traders inventory will be updated with a limited quantity of amalgamated gemstones each week during the festival. So this is something they added with the previous festival as well, where you can spend some of the currency from the festival on amalgamated gemstones and items like that, which is also pretty great. Mm-hmm. The new Super Adventure Box themed guild decorations have been added. Revitalize your guild hall with select scenery from the dark woods.
And I assume we have done so.
Zero has done so.
Of course.
And they look really good.
Yay. All right, moving on to the Black Lion Chest. The Black Lion Chest has been updated to the Vermilion Spring Chest and can be previewed for a full list of its contents. So we have the new fine black lion dye canister. Red has been added as the guaranteed item for the duration of this chest. We also have the new vermilion tail feather torch skin available as an uncommon drop for the duration of this chest. The new super outlaw raptor mount skin is available, also an uncommon drop. Dreamwalker wings backpack and glider combo and the keepsake chaos weapons collection are both uncommon drops, sort of. Nope, I'm going to take that back. Keepsake, I was trying to combine and I mucked it up. The keepsake and chaos weapon collections are available as uncommon and rare drops, respectively.
Okay.
For the duration. Okay, wait. So keepsake is uncommon. Chaos is rare. Yes. Did I get that right now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I should have said is, the Dreamwalker wings backpack and glider combo and the keepsake weapons collection are available as uncommon drops. The chaos weapons collection is the rare. I know I could have combined more than that, but I didn't want to go back. So
yes, this is much better what's happening now.
Thank you. Thank you. You're going to have all sorts of fun with this one. All right.
I'm leaving it.
The Chaos Weapons collection is a rare drop for the duration of this chest. And then unused versions of the Glyph of Bounty and the Glyph of Scavenger are available also as rare drops for the duration of the chest. And the items available in exchange for Black Lion statuettes have been updated. Woo. Black Lion statuettes are redeemable by using the statuette itself, or by, it sounds so odd, using the statuette itself literally means clicking on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or by redeeming one at any of the Black Lion Chest merchants located in every major city. So these are the things that have been added. We have a new selection of glider skins, including the Exalted Glider, Timekeeper Glider, Geomancer Glider, and Electromagnetic Descender Glider, among others.
Not worth mentioning, though.
No. those lower gliders, the lowly ones, like the Mordrum Glider, or I don't know.
The Mordrum Glider is, wait, what's the one that you get when you buy Heart of Thorns? Isn't that the Mordrum Glider?
Maybe. Hence its lower quality. The exclusive Starlight Wings Backpack Combo Glider, Starborn Outfit, Elemental Sword, and Mini Exosuit Mounts Pack are currently available. And the bonus collection has been updated to Rox's Pathfinder Outfit, Rox's Quiver Set, Rox's Short Bow Skin, and the set of three Gatherer-tron tools.
I should actually look into that because I have a lot of Black Lion statuettes.
Can't imagine why.
I opened many of the Vermilion Spring chests and did not get anything good out of it.
I was going to ask you if you got anything good. I never.
No, my luck was not with me.
The luck is never, ever with me. I don't think I've ever gotten anything cool from a Black Lion chest. I have gotten cool things from statuettes.
Ooh.
But that was like a purposeful cool. Like, I'm picking out my cool, which I think is the whole point here, right? Like, yeah. You can't guarantee anything with the chest, but we're going to give you something so that you can exchange it for something that you do actually want.
Yeah. Festy says she used one key on an alt account and got the feather. Oh, but you got mount and the feather on me. Yeah, I've not had that luck. I think actually I think I've opened.
This is my Festy sigh.
10 or 15. I can't remember.
I think we've had this conversation below, but the, sorry, not below. I think before. We've had this conversation before, but generally I get my keys through map completion. And right, Alona, I think that you believe that map completion keys are of a lower quality than bot keys.
I kind of do.
Because I never get anything. Yeah. I get like junk die and statuette.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. All right. Finally, the improvements and updates for this patch. The guaranteed wardrobe unlock has been updated to include content released through December 2019.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! All right.
Well, but if you open, the guaranteed wardrobe unlocks, like, I'm always excited to get one of those out of the chests because it's like random upon random, but I still enjoy it.
That's true.
So moving on to the April 28th release notes, which were yesterday.
We're caught up.
Yes, I was actually going to ask you if we wanted to talk about that first point before we continue.
What?
I'll say it.
Okay. I don't really know.
I don't know either. I'll say it and we can take it out if we think it's dumb.
Okay.
For World Polish, fixed a rare bug that could prevent players from being awarded profit shards when completing the Forging Steel mission for the first time in a day.
There's a lot of words there.
Those are words that I were able
I
to
know
read.
Some of them. They do not mean things to me.
No. Build okay. template loading has been disabled in Super Adventure Box to prevent players from regaining class features by switching templates. And
kind of love it.
This is almost as good as Sleep Jump.
Yeah.
General, the Salvage All Masterwork and Lower right-click option in Salvage Kits will no longer be highlighted as an available option for players who don't have any Masterwork gear, as all gear below Masterwork is fully covered by the Salvage All Fine and Lower option. The Sell Junk option in Vendor Windows will now be grayed out for players who do not have any junk items to sell. I actually like both of these. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, good QOL.
Yeah.
I approve.
And Black Lion Trading Company Gem Store new items and promotions. The new Eve's Prophecies outfit is available for 700 gems. And dang, y'all, it's good. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not super great on dudes, but but still really good. And it's still really good. I want to try it on my Norn. I haven't got it yet. I'm waffling between the package deal and just the outfit.
Yeah.
But because the package deal is a lot and nothing else in it really appeals to me, because one of the things that is in it is the new Draconic Wings backpack and glider combo available for 700 gems. And you can get the appearance package, which is the outfit and the wings backpack and glider combo for 2000 gems. And it also contains a mythic weapon choice and one total makeover kit. And I don't like the back piece.
Yeah, I...
At all?
Can't say that it appeals to me.
Not even a little bit. It's not my vibe.
No.
Doesn't mean it's bad. Just not my vibe. So for that, I'm like, for that reason, it's a no.
Okay, but I will say... and we're looking, just for your own personal knowledge here, we're looking at a screenshot of the glider that I pulled from a video. What I do like about this glider is it actually really looks attached to the back. Like it looks like it's growing out of the back in an interesting way.
Kind of like,
and of course this is just Maudry. One shot, but yeah, cause sometimes some of the back pieces or the gliders, look disconnected, but this looks more, and it could just be the angle here, but
so yeah, the Eve's Prophecies outfit is chef's kiss perfection. It is so good, and I will own it.
Yes, one way or another.
One way or the other. Really just one way, which is
yeah.
Gems.
Yeah.
To celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Guild Wars copyright franchise, Prophecies is the new Prince Rurik's Vanguard cape from Guild Wars Prophecies is available to all accounts for free in the style category of the Gemstorm. We're actually going to talk about that a little bit.
What?
It's still available. What? You haven't lost your opportunity. I know, right? Free.
I mean, it's a good thing I listened to this podcast because.
To welcome returning players back to Tyria, the prologue episode of the Ice Brood Saga, Bound by Blood, is available for free for all accounts via the Gem Store. This will be available for 7 days, so that's 7 days as of Tuesday, the 28th.
Nice.
For a limited time, the Rival Skies package is on sale in the style category of the Gem Store for 750 gems. It is a savings of 25%. And the Chaos Gloves return to the Gem Store and are available for 500 gems. For bug fixes, an adjustment has been made to the timing of guaranteed wardrobe unlocks so that they sync up with the release of festival items. Festival meta rewards will now join the unlock with the first update following the next year's festival. The unlocking of full festival weapon sets will also be delayed until after they can be fully unlocked through festival gameplay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, and it gives players, they know the cadence of how things go. But on top of that, this has got to be easier on the teams themselves.
Oh, yeah.
To figure, like, they have a plan to address these things and how they should go. Fixed an issue that caused visual effects on the rear saddle of certain roller beetle skins to no longer change from blue to red as the mount's speed increased. And I did not even know that was a thing, so probably it was happening to me.
I have no idea. Like, if that were happening, wait, so it's supposed to change or it's not supposed to change? To no longer change from blue to red.
So it's to me, it's kind of like change.
If I, no, wait, it's to no longer change. Fixed an issue that caused it to no longer, oh, wait, so it is supposed to change. Yes, you were right.
I'm pretty sure, but I've had some reading fails this week, so.
I don't know. Well, part of me is like, I don't know that I would have noticed that. And if I did see something changing from blue to red, I would have been like, that's supposed to happen. And if it didn't, I would have been like, I didn't even know that it was supposed to happen. So.
Reading chat. Oh, GP. Accidentally wore my fiance's pants for a whole day and didn't realize till I got home. That is possibly the best thing I've read all day.
Fair enough. All right.
That's the patch notes, slightly edited.
Slightly. Yeah. Now we're on to the Guild Wars anniversary celebration. April 28th, 2020 marked 15 years since the launch of the very first Guild Wars game, and ArenaNet is celebrating with in-game rewards, store sales, and more. So you can join the party in Guild Wars. That's the original Guild Wars. You can log in starting April 22nd and enjoy the anniversary celebration at Embark Beach. The Ancient Anniversary Weaponsmith's inventory has been reinforced with the Anniversary Set, containing weapons with familiar looks but previously unavailable attribute requirements. Mm-hmm. Additionally, at the Ancient Anniversary Weaponsmith, heroes can acquire Proof of Triumph. Carrying this relic will cause an extra enemy group and boss to appear in 4 late-game maps. Fight your way to them, and be sure to bring a Signet of Capture along to acquire a new PvE-only elite skill for each profession. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
They added new skins and new skills.
Wow.
To Guild Wars 1. Like, mind is blown. Like, with... So when
they're
potatoes...
They're still working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
not working, but I could see this being like a passion project.
Doing like, work on.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, I'll let you continue, but I will say that Wooden Potatoes put out a series of videos recapping all this. So if you go to his channel, he has a video showing what the weapon skins look like, and there's another one for what the skills are and his thoughts on them.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you miss this year's celebration, don't worry. The Proof of Triumph will continue to work when the festival ends, so you can adventure with a friend to seek out the new skills. Hey there, friend.
Hey. You can actually do this because, well, okay.
It says late map.
Yes.
Late game maps. I'm not in late game.
No, and that's what I was going to say. I think you probably absolutely need to have at least, so one of the things, and at least Eye of the North, I think. And it's essentially like they have the bounty boards like you see in the Path of Fire maps, mm-hmm. but they're just like daily things that you can do. And yeah, there you have to have a lot of the map unlocked to be able to do it. You have to have like there were times because I used to go to Embark quite a bit with my friend that I would play with. And we would go through and we'd be like, nope, not doing that one because we just know it would not happen. So, yeah. And I actually was in Embark Beach just before the show, just to wander around. And there's so many fireworks. It is just firework after firework after firework. And it's not people letting them, like players. It's just they're in the map. Okay. I kind of feel like we're going to get a news announcement like, oh, Embark Beach burnt down.
Sorry.
Firework accident.
Whoops. Pay no attention to the fireworks behind the curtain. All right. Where were we? The anniversary live stream. It was on April 28th, which was yesterday. But you can go to the Guild Wars 2 YouTube channel and you can watch the show. I did see this pop up in my Facebook feed when it went live, and I didn't really realize what it was about. So I'm glad that they did this.
Yeah, they had... So it was Ruby and 3 devs that had worked on Guild Wars 1. I know, okay, I'm going to be maybe that person who forgets one person's name. Oh, no, it was Andrew Gray, Joel Kimmis, and Matthew Medina.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, if I got that right. Cheers to
nice
me.
Job. Nice job.
Oh, I feel like I might have, if I got any of them wrong, I hugely apologize. But it was it was really great because they would just talk about their experiences working on the game, you know.
So how did they do the live stream? Were they all plugged in from their homes?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a Zoom chat, essentially. Yep. So everyone had their, you know, it was the 4 quadrants and they were all talking. So there was the little kind of the hiccups where people can talk over each other when they're in a meeting like that.
Yeah.
Which can happen more than when everyone's all in the same room, but it was still really good. And I think I'm going to go watch it again because I was also, it was during my work day and I was working. So I had it on, but there's sometimes you have to like concentrate on something else. So when you're getting paid to work. So
who knew?
Yeah.
All right. So Guild Wars store sales get an amazing discount on outfits, upgrades, storage, and more. The Guild Wars store items will be on sale starting April 22nd.
So this is Guild Wars store. So I think I saw someone say that there's like free storage available in Guild Wars. I don't know for sure. So.
Okay. So this is like Guild Wars 1 and the store to buy all your like DLC.
Your outfits. Stuffs. And, yeah.
Yeah. So there's like $5 contents or like outfits and things and $7 all the stuffs. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Okay, so, and then finally for me, free gifts. Not that these are for me. Finally for me, as in the section that I am reading. Just want to clarify there. Free gifts in Guild Wars 2, although I don't oppose free gifts. ArenaNet is offering free gifts in Guild Wars 2, including an exclusive cape inspired by an iconic character from the original Guild Wars. So we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
This cape is available to claim until May 19th. Whew. All other free items will be available for 7 days after their release. So here is what you can expect. So Tuesday, yesterday, April 28th, Rurik's Ascalon Vanguard cape. Friday, May 1st through, no, not through the 5th. It's just... Wow, that's an unfortunate thing right there. Okay.
So probably May Friday, 8th.
Friday, May 1st, there are 5 transmutation charges.
Yes.
Okay. Tuesday, May 5th, experience booster. Friday, May 8th, 2 black lion statuettes. Tuesday, May 12th, miniature egg. And then finally, Friday, May 15th is the communal boost bonfire.
I'm super excited about that one. The cape and that.
Yes. Well, they're starting and ending with the best.
Yeah. And just prior to starting the show, I saw that there was a message on the official forums about customer support response times. And it was from Fire Attunement on the official forums. And I actually thought this was important enough that it would be good to just read out on the show, just in case other people who listen to the show don't check the forums that much. We're experiencing very high support ticket volumes right now, and a high percentage of those tickets are related to account access issues. While our customer support team is working through the queue as quickly as they can, wait times are longer than normal. So please read the Helping Us Help You forum post for tips that will help ensure the speediest possible resolution. Thank you for your patience. So, I mean, it stands to reason, like when they're probably working from their own homes. Internet might be issue. There might be other things. Like, we kind of need to be a little bit patient right now. So yeah. I thought that was important. I'm wondering why there's a higher percentage of tickets related to account. Maybe it's people coming back into the game and they've forgotten their password and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That is possible. Mm-hmm. And now we're on to default mail carrier. This week, we have a default mail carrier message from an amazing listener, Hibiki. Regarding your podcast was the subject line. And I have to say, I was a little worried that this was like, I'm like, uh-oh. When I saw the subject,
what
I'm like,
do know?
Is it someone who is...
You have not committed to your 3-week timely cadence and...
Or it was someone who wanted to sell us something, or it was someone who had like was holding something hostage on it. And, you know, it could be any number of things. But no, it was nothing terrible. It was actually very lovely. So, Yay. Dear esteemed hosts, I hope you'll forgive me in advance for a semi-lengthy message. I do. But I wanted to extend my gratitude to the both of you for the work you've done with your podcast. I've played Guild Wars since the days of Eye of the North, and Tyria forever holds a special place in my heart. However, I unfortunately had to stop playing Guild Wars 2 back in November of 2018 due to the loss of my PC. This was a total bummer, as I neither had the means nor opportunity to get a new one. My life hit an all-time low point that year as well, but as Ventari's tablet says, hard ground makes for stronger roots. Oof, 2020 on the other. Yeah. 2020, on the other hand, brought me my firstborn daughter and future Tyrion in January. She is so beautiful, and I wouldn't trade her for the world. In addition, receiving the stimulus check and being an essential employee has allowed me to acquire a new PC that is now due to arrive in the mail any day now, and I am waiting ever so patiently for it to do so. In the meantime, the urge to play started to make me feel like a madman. And with it came a great deal of fear that I would be so far behind that I wouldn't know where to start. I decided I need something more than just a short 5-minute returning player's guide video to alleviate both those ailments, and that's when I stumbled upon your podcast. I've been listening to it nonstop at work starting at episode 40, which is right about where I left the game, and the two of you never cease to entertain. Every episode I've listened to has given me something new to be excited about, as well as inform me on the build developments throughout the year so I can get a good grasp on how the combat landscape has changed. There aren't many major spoilers to speak of either, as your story bits are mainly filled with excited exclamations without ever really fully disclosing the cause of your excitement.
On brand.
Totally planned. Totally planned.
Yep.
All in all, your podcast turned out to be exactly what I needed to scratch my Guild Wars itch, as well as being a sweet reminder of what makes this game so special. I just wanted the two of you to know that you're appreciated for taking the time to work on it. I look forward to seeing you in-game at some point, albeit I probably won't be on as much as I used to be now, as I need to make sure my daughter grows up strong enough to fight an Elder Dragon. Signed, Hibiki.
Oh, I love it.
It was, I got feels. It was, yeah. It was just a lovely, lovely letter. I did check with Hibiki that it was okay to read on the show because it is. I said it's a little personal. Did you want us to read it? And they said yes. It's totally fine to do so. So that's good. And it was a lovely message to get. After a slightly scary subject line, but yes,
no, it was one of those messages where you read and you just have a big grin the entire time you're reading it, and it makes it all worth it. So thank you, Hibiki.
Yeah, thank you. And when I message them, I'll repeat it here. It's so nice to hear that things are moving in such a positive direction for you, and I just hope it continues.
Yeah, me too. So I wanted to add one little bit here before we sign off.
That should have been in the...
I know, I forgot about it until we got past that.
That's fine.
So one thing I didn't want to forget in this episode was to do a shout out to ArenaNet on their Twitter feed. They have been posting hashtag ArenaPets.
It's so good.
And their work from home colleagues. So they've been posting pictures of their different pets at home and... the position of their friend and what they their work position, what they do at ArenaNet, and it's super, super cute. A lot of really great pet names. Mm-hmm. So there's not necessarily your normal pet names, very creative pet names, and I'm just, it's putting a smile on my face. It's a lot of fun. I think it's really great.
I think they're getting double likes for me because I think it's on Facebook and on Twitter. So I'm like getting them both.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
And that is it. That is the show. So to get in touch with us, you can contact me hashtag on Twitter at #thetag. That's #HAASHTHETAG or SIGG.1735 in game. You can engage Alonut at One Big Pear, that's pear as in the fruit, or in game at OneBigPear.1249. Mm-hmm. And as mentioned at the top of the show, you message both of us, sort of, at once.
Oh, man. That's on the template wrong.
Oh, all right, let's try that. I'm rewinding. And as mentioned at the top of the show, you can message both of us at once at hoseofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hoseofascalon using your trusty Twitter machine.
I use that all the time, by the way.
You do.
No, like two coworkers.
And they look at you and say,
oh, that's that person, because they just know now that's what you get.
That's what you call it. I don't even remember the origin of that.
That was I know I said phone. You couldn't.
Is that what it was?
You could not remember to say phone, and you called it your tweeter machine in a panic.
Was it live on air?
I can't remember if it was on air or if it was just us chatting. I think it might have also just been us chatting.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, yeah, use your trusty tweeter machine, i.e. your phone, to contact us. You can subscribe to Hosts of Ascalon on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. Or you can hop over to our website, hostsofascalon.com, to either listen directly or nab the RSS feed to use with your preferred podcast app. And don't forget, we live stream the show at twitch.tv/hostsofascalon on random Wednesdays. Well played, well played. At 9 p.m. Eastern. That's good. Our next live Twitch show will be at some point in the future.
All right. So that was just put in there just for hashtag define, but let's actually figure this out. So the 20th of May?
Sounds good.
That's supposed to be the 20th of May should be the next show.
So our next live Twitch show will be the 20th of May.
Should be.
Should, maybe, possibly.
There is no guarantee, but the plan is currently to be on the 20th of May.
There we go. All right. Good show, Lona. Thank you to our Twitch squad for coming out to the live show. To them and to everyone listening. Yep.
I was like waiting to. She's like, she's not. She's going to blow it.
You're going to. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
I've actually played Sab enough on the weekend that when I wasn't playing, I was humming the music to myself.
I have said, yeah, boy, to more than one of my family members in the past week and gotten a blank stare and been like, what? You don't know what that is?
There was. So we were also wondering if hashtag should close it out like, like the talking. And
yes,
but I think yeah boy is better.
I like yeah boy better. Yeah, I also had to explain, I told Alona this earlier, but like last week or something, but I also had to explain to a family member, I'm rich, you know, because for some reason that finds its way into my conversation almost weekly. Like there's, I mean, I don't know, it's like I make brownies and I'm walking through the house with, you know, a plate full of brownies and somebody says, wow, that's amazing. Look at all those brownies. And I say, I'm rich, you know. I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the one I quote the most, but it's I think it's still mostly just Simpsons and Teen Girl Squad that I quote more than anything else. But yeah. Ha ha ha.